I spoke to financial executive at Group Solutions at Optivest, Karen Haggard-Andrea, about whether the global environment had impacted the way they were advising their clients.
Look, we specialize in medical scheme products. And the first thing we do is we always do a detailed financial needs analysis to find out, firstly, determine the client's medical needs. And then we also determine the level of affordability. Okay, we are objective because we are contracted to all the different medical schemes in the country. So we take that information and then we provide the client with a simplified, user-friendly comparison of 3 or 5 different products. And then we go a process of consultation where we make sure that we provide them with a product that meets their needs and that they can afford. So, no, not really in terms of our process and how we invest, what product we choose for our medical scheme clients.
In terms of your interactions with your clients, what are they saying keeps them awake at night, or what are some of their fears?
Well, basically, it's affordability. Because people that are currently on a medical scheme, they see their premiums increase every year, and they also experience that they have to pay out of their pocket quite a bit in terms of medical scheme expenses. So they are concerned in terms of affordability and what's going to happen going forward. We assist them by trying to find solutions that is more affordable, and then we also explain to them what result in them having to pay out of their pocket. And sometimes it's just a matter of people not having the information or not really understanding their product that well. Because, you know, many of the medical schemes have implemented network solutions where people will still have access to private healthcare cover. They will have the same benefits, but they just need to make use of a certain list of, specific list of network hospitals or a specific list of doctors. And that doing that, people can save a lot of money. And I think then you get the people that are not covered at the moment, that do not have medical scheme cover, and I'm sure that must be a big concern. Well, you know, what happens if the family is in an accident or if someone gets diagnosed with cancer? You know, for people like that, I always say, you know, we people take out a DStv contract for almost R1,000 a month. So maybe we need to look at our priorities, and they are affordable cover, because it's the difference of having access to a private ambulance service like Netcare 111 or ER24 that can take a person to the nearest private hospital in that time. It's a difference between life and death or recovery or not.
That was Karen Haggard-Andrew. She's the Chief Executive of Group Solutions at Optivest. And that's it from myself, Nastasia Aronson, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team. Good night.